Halachot Sukkah last week. I said, what is the mitzvah? I said, the Sukkah. And we, summing up what we were talking about, we said that the person must understand that there are three different things about the Sukkah. There's an obligation of a must do, which is a person must eat bread on the first night of Sukkot, and here in Chutz La'aretz, in the diaspora, it applies the same law for two nights of the Sukkot, the first two nights. You must eat bread. Since you must eat bread, you cannot eat bread out of Sukkah. The amount of bread that they tell you to eat, you must eat it well, and the Sukkah. By this, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. You are doing a mitzvah that you ate bread in a Sukkah tonight. If you are coming the rest of the week, you want to eat bread, you are not allowed to eat it outside of the Sukkah. But if you come and say, okay, I won't eat bread, and I won't eat out of the Sukkah, so you have no avon. You may do so, as long as you don't eat bread. You eat other things, you don't have avera. However, you come and say, I won't eat bread, I'll eat cake. And you eat a big meal of cake, which is 6 ounces, or 8 ounces. Some rabbis, they say 6 ounces, they say 8. It's 6 ounces of cake. Absolutely wrong. You must eat it in a Sukkah, if it is 6 ounces.
Or more.
Six or more, of course. At least six, you have to eat in a Sukkah. But if you eat other food, rice, vegetables, meat, without any bread, or no cake also, or little cake, less than 6 ounces, okay. You don't make avon if you eat it outside. However, if you eat in a Sukkah, you do a mitzvah. But there is no obligation of a must, like the first two nights. These are the three different laws about Sukkah. When is it a must? When is it a mitzvah? When is it a avera if you do eat bread outside of the Sukkah? Oh. Yeah.
You say l'shev Sukkah only if you have bread?
That's right.
Even if you have mezonot?
Mezonot, if you eat 6 ounces, you say l'shev Sukkah.
It's a lot. That's a lot, usually.
It's a lot. Three Danish? You don't need 3 Danish.
No.
And even at 6, you don't say the Shabbat Sukkah. It's Safek. That's why you have to wait. Don't eat between 6 to 8. Or less than 6, or 8 and up. 8, definitely you say the Shabbat Sukkah. But from 6 to 8 is a doubt.
Yeah.
Because of that, we advise a person not to be eating between 6 to 8. Or less than 6. Or 8 and a half.
Why is the beracha only for bread, though? Anything you eat in the sukkah, is it mitzvah? You're conducting your life, you're sleeping, you're doing
yes, your mitzvah, but not chova.
It's not a. There's no. I say.
Not chova.
Right. It's a chova if you have more than.
That's right.
More than kabetza.
That's right.
What does the word chova mean?
Obligation.
The obligation, a must. It's a must. Chovam is hayab. You have to. But this you don't have to. Okay? Now, of course, we did not talk about making of the Sukkah. How do you make it? I have told you that some rabbis said, what's better? What's the minimum? What's the maximum? How many words should be in a Sukkah? You look at the word Sukkah. Samech, Kaf, He. How is the Samech looks like? How many sides there is to the Samech?
Four.
Tell you want to make a Sukkah, make it like Samech. All the four sides. If you didn't have enough material to make four walls, I can make at least Kaf. The Kaf is three sides. You don't have material enough for Kaf, make it like He. Two, And the third is a little bit, and make like a shape of a doorway by putting a pole over to look like a doorway that you enter. This is he. That's a beautiful thing to teach a person how he should make the sukkah. Even if the fourth side is open all the way, it doesn't matter, it's kosher. You don't need it to be closed. As long as you have, which is 2.5, as we said, and doorway, that's good enough. But this, I'm saying, there are so many things that they tell us. When a person makes the sukkah, he should make it right away after Kippur. Why mitzvah ha'ba'a liyadach al tahmit shana? When you have to do a mitzvah, don't delay it. And if you do it later, you delay it again. What do they learn it for? Tzuten u'shmartem et ha'matzot. You know, in mitzvah of matzah, God said, keep the mitzvah of matzot. But matzot, every in that paragraph, that tzuten matzot, every matzot tzuten mem tzadik tav. With atvav, except that one, that sentence, Sutum Ushmortem et Amatzot, with vav, mem tzadik vavta. And he came all over and said, why Sutum over here, Matzot, on with vav? If you, all of them you wrote with atvav, why didn't you finish this one also with atvav? Must be a reason for it. He said, yes. To tell you, with the words Ushmortem, that you read it not only Matzot, you read it also Mitzvot. You should do the mitzvot like the matzot. What do you do with matzah? They tell you, be careful with the law of the matzah. Be careful what? That should not become hametz. How does it become hametz? If you delay it, you leave it, it will rise. Same thing with the mitzvah. You leave it, you delay it, it becomes hametz, no good. You should do as fast as possible. As early as possible. Once you have to do a mitzvah, say you pray shachrit. Shachrit, you come and pray. Once comes the time of shachrit, I'm not saying you do it before time is not good. But when comes the time of shachrit, the earlier, the bigger the mitzvah is. Why you see some people say, oh, this man always prays binyan mishal. Means he is from the early ones. That he goes to pray early. That they say in Hebrew, mashkimim, they go early to the shul and they leave late. They are not the first one to leave. Some people did the opposite. The last one to enter, the first one to leave. But they say no. Should be mashkimim u'ma'aribin. Come early and leave late. This is the mitzvah of the Knesset. It's for the prayer. You pray early, not only Shahrit, Minha, Arbit. Some people, they look exactly the time. Oh, we have time. Somebody comes, the time from Minha, let's go. What do you rush? We have time. But bigger. I once was walking, you know, used to be an old man, very, very, walking very fast. Walking Friday, and I see the man walking fast, very old. Was almost 90. I said, Raja Salim, I don't know. What are you running so much? I'm going to shul. I said, so we have time, we'll go on. He looked at me, Rabbi, you taught me when I go to the shul to run. And I heard it from you, and now you tell me what I'm... I said, you know, Salim, you're right. I wanted him to be excited about it. He said, I'm going to run with you now. We'll do it. He said, right. And he was, this is mashkimim, and they run fast in order to be a minute earlier in the shul. Because a mitzvah, even to sit in the shul is a mitzvah. Ashrei yoshevei betecha, you say. And this is how they did the mitzvot. And then he said the same thing with sukkah. The minute you finish with Kippur, you show yourself you love to do the mitzvot. Some books they said even before eating, started to break the fast. You should do something and then eat and then, can you imagine to show that? Today we do a Kata Levana, we do another mitzvah right after Kippur. But later on, after eating, you go, you do it. And when you do the mitzvah, it's insane. Oh, you know, who is going to do it for me? Rabbi, do you have a carpenter for me? I don't know, I can't bother with it. I want a carpenter to come. I'll pay him. He should come every year. Somebody called me up. Rabbi, can you have a carpenter for me? I want to build a sukkah. I heard him saying it. Wonderful. But it's not good. When you want to make a mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah yourself. They say even if a person has the members of his family and he's going older, he should do the mitzvah himself. At least if he doesn't do all the sukkah, should do part, and then he should appoint the rest of the members of the family. Please, on my behalf, you do it. You should tell them this way, an order that will be counted the mitzvah for him. Mitzvah bo, you tell me bishlucho. Mitzvah that you should do, the mitzvah yourself, and not give it to somebody else. That's how particular they were for to do the mitzvah to be done by you. And this is what we say, mitzvah ha'ba'aliyat chal tahmitzena.
What if you build it before Kippur?
Huh?
What if you build it before Kippur?
Yes, some people they say you should start before Kippur, but don't finish it.
Don't finish?
No. Finish it after Kippur. To show that really right after Kippur you're going
what's to... What's considered finished?
Sukkah. Because you see, we call the sukkah, sukkah. Why do you call it sukkah? The word sukkah comes on the sekach. And you see in the Zohar, they call sukkah sila dimhemnuta. There is two reasons for the sukkah. One, that the sukkah, when Israel left Egypt, they came to a place called Sukkot. Why? That everybody built a sukkah for himself. This is the Sukkot, why the place called Sukkot. But there were different kind of Sukkot. Sukkot of honor and what we say, Kavod L'Am Israel, which is the Ananim, the clouds. God gave them clouds, the bottom, the top, four sides. They were surrounded by clouds to guard and protect Israel. And seventh one was ahead of them, leveling the ground and directing them and guiding them where to go. During the day they saw it as a ball of clouds. During the night they saw it as fire. La'anan changes. Lo yamish amude anan yomam ve'amude esh layla. Then always this is like two gods. There is a changing of the gods. There is a shift. Amud Anan comes during the day, it does not leave till Amud Esh comes. That means not Amud Anan itself changing into Esh. Amud Anan waits till Amud Esh comes, Amud Anan goes. Amud Esh stays the whole night, does not leave till Amud Anan comes during the morning. To show not to leave Israel even for a minute without protection. But during the night it looks Esh. These are the Ananim. And this kavod, in order to remember all the miracles that Hashem did to us. Somebody said, you know, Rabbi, he told me, God made miracles to us this year too. And I said, what? At the time that we have to remember the miracles that God did to us in Mitzrayim, in Sukkot, we should remember this Sukkot, the miracles that He did to us right now before Sukkot. Throughout the failure to reach agreement between President Reagan and Gorbachev. That was a miracle for us, I said. Well. See, because should they come into agreement, and that solve also the problem of Jewish people coming, they will cooperate together, and they will impose on us to give half of Israel's state today to the Arabs. Because they come the superpower together, for us. When there is disagreement, it will continue. They said the people don't realize it. They think that it's a miracle that it that's what he done. He said, for us, it was good. For them, of course, the world wasn't good. But from our point of view, Israel's state was good. You can see how they look at that. They said, Messiah Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand up to now yet what went on, what went wrong, when they were on a very close to an agreement. This, all of a sudden, President Reagan changed his mind. Something went wrong over there. We don't know what exactly was inside in the talk between them. All this what you hear the outside, they don't tell you. It's all covered and hidden what goes on there. And this is when comes the Sukkot, we see, then it's seen in the flower. And the reason, of course, if Sukkot comes from the time that they came out of Mitzrayim, where yes, Omer Amesses, where Yahanu B'Sukkot, we should live in Sukkah when? During the time of that they came out of Mitzrayim. When is that? Nisan. Pesach. Of course, the question is well known. You all know that they say, why Sukkot in different time, 6 months later, should be in Pesach. Pesach should be in all the mitzvot of Pesach. Also, you do it in a Sukkah. What? All of a sudden. But you know the answer that this is Sukkah. If you do in Pesach time, this is the time that everybody goes to look for a summer home. Going out. It's a natural thing. You go only for your pleasure out because of the heat season becomes already begins. Going to enjoy yourself outside. But they come to tell you, no, sir. You know the time that all people come in instead of out. They come back already from summer vacation, from summer home, going to the winter homes, and everybody goes in. Like it's cold outside, we come out. But to show that we do it only for the sake of Hashem, to remember Yetziat Mitzrayim. But at the same time, they call this kind of the Zohar, Tzila Dimhemnuta. What is Tzila Dimhemnuta? A shadow, Tzila, a tzel. Tzel means shadow. Of faith. What do you mean, shadow of faith? That means the shadow gives us protection from the sun, from the heat. That comes to show you are being defended and protected by the faith that you have in God. You put your trust in God. I don't have to go in order to be protected. I go out to be protected because I'm under the protection of God. This is Tzila Dimhemnuta. And they say, if a person is careful with Mitzvah Sukkah, is careful to do as much as possible in the Sukkah, even what he is not obligated to, he goes into the Sukkah, he spends time in the Sukkah, he does all the Mitzvah Sukkah properly, he remembers that there is Oshpizin, and then what's Oshpizin? Guests coming into the Sukkah. Who are the guests? They cannot be seen. They see, but it cannot be seen. Avot HaKadoshim, we see in every Sukkah, you see in the decoration, they say, Ulu Ashpizin and the Inkadoshim. Please come in, our holy guests. And on the first night they said, Your Honor, Abraham, please come in, being escorted by the rest of the other six, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Asher, Aaron, Yosef, and David. They finish with the first night, the second night. They said, please, Your Honor, Yitzhak, our main guest today, Tfaddam. And with him will be Abraham, Yaakov, Asher, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Someone asked me, Rabbi, why did you put Yosef after Moshe Aaron? He was before. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, Abraham, Yitzhak, Moshe Aaron, Yosef, and David. And this is according to the Kabbalah. Yosef is called Tzaddik. Tzaddik is Behinat Yesod, you say. What's Yesod? No, Sefirot. I don't know, I'm going to look at Kabbalah today. I once did with you in Petihat Eliyahu. But, and I explained once already what is the basic of the Kabbalah. However, in the Kabbalah, there is Eser Sefirot. Three of them are above us. Which is called Keter Chokhmah Bina. But there is others that we call them Hagat Nahim. Hesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Hesed, kindness of Hashem. Tiferet, the glory. Then Gevura, before Tiferet. Gevura is the strength and power. Tiferet, glory. Netzach. Netzach, the everlasting. That means Kadosh Baruch Hu has no end. Then Hod, beauty. Yesod, foundation. Malchut, kingdom. But Yesod, they said also, all these things, they have the shape of, like the image of a human being, which is, they say, Hesed, the Ayimina, we say, Petahad Eliyahu. On the right side of a person, there is Hesed. On the left side, there is Gevura. In the middle, Tiferet. Then comes Netzah. Hod, in the middle, Yesod. Yesod has to do with Shemirat HaBerit. What does it mean, Shemirat HaBerit? It's very difficult. To become a tzaddik, a person is not called tzaddik only if he is careful not to make avon with the question of arayot. God forbid not to be involved with any lady, strange. Not if he's not married, not strange, not strange, nothing. And he's married, not with a strange lady, with anything. That means he kept himself horny with the berit, which means the mitzvah milah. That's why the milah is very important thing. And Yosef was given the title tzaddik. A person is not called tzaddik unless he has perfection of this mitzvah, of shemirat haberit. Now Yosef a tzaddik, shemar haberit. No way that a woman, can you imagine, a slave, he can become a free man and become the wealthiest man just if he made a conspiracy that she was trying to do with him, the wife of his boss. He did not. He would be able to get rid of his boss Potiphar, take her as his wife, and so on. And no way. Beroshama Eleha. Discovered Sladi Yotaima. He didn't want to be with her not in Alam Azeh, in order not to be with her in Alam Abba, in Gehinne Gehinnam. There. That's why it's written twice. Discovered Sladi Yotaima. Discovered Sahir, Yotaima, there. He doesn't want. He said, this was Yosef. Not an easy, very, very big test. He was tested. And the person was given the title Tzaddik has to do with Yesod. This is the foundation of all our religion. That's why in Kippur, when we read, what do we read at the very end of Kippur? What the Torah that we read? At the end of Parashat HaMemot, Arayot. Arvat, Lotekerbe, Arvat, 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 they tell you, who is the woman you should not end that with? Because our rabbis knew the weakest thing that a person has that can make him make avon, question of arayot. Ladies. Ladies is the source of all problems. Shoshela pain, as they say in French. And the root of all evil. Some they say money is the root of all evil. That is true in business. But in the way of the world that the person avonot, that is women. Women, songs and wine, what they say. Shakespeare said, they say, even goyim, they know that. This is. That means, in order to protect the person himself, that Yosef was called tzaddik. This is the Bechina 6 Yesod. That's why they put him there, to show you he is. What he did, that's the foundation of our religion. That they put him after Mashiach. This is, I gave him the answer in short, but it has to do with Yosef tzaddik, Yesod. I couldn't. He asked me in the shul, sit down and lecture. Okay, and I'm saying, this is the truth why Yosef was put there. And when we come, we do the mitzvah, they say, if a person wants to be, to have assurance that he will lead a peaceful life at home, will be no hard time between him and his wife, hard time between him and his children, he should be careful with this mitzvah of Sukkot throughout the week, 7 days of Sukkot. Then the Mortah, the book said, She'en nobody de meriva bebeto. That will be no misunderstanding that God will protect him. That's it, Tzilad v'Hemnuta. You get the protection of God, that everything will go smooth. Come on, Helen. I'm not a bit too late. I should tell it to you last week.
Yeah, okay.
You know, everything will go smooth. But with you, everything goes smooth anyhow. Let's be smooth that you get the wife.
Okay.
Now this is what we say, Tzilad v'Hemnuta. You can't imagine how much the books wrote about Mitzvah Sukkah. How important. And today people neglect it. In what way? Hey, Rabbi, if I don't eat bread, do I have to send sukkah? They see how they eliminate. They stop themselves from eating bread the whole week in order not to bother to go into the sukkah. Our rabbis were looking, our fathers, they looked the opposite. Every chance that they would be able to go into the sukkah. That's what the Gemara said. Come and see the difference between Dorot Rishonim and Dorot Aharonim. The Rot Rishonim, they were very careful to bring the fruit to the house in order to take Maaser, because fruit is not Hayavim v'Maaser till they come into the house. The Rot Aharonim, what they do? They make sure that the fruit will never see the doorway. How they make it through the roof, the gang, and they come in order not to take Maaser out, they don't want to bother. Come on. He said, you know what the difference between the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to do miracles to them, open miracles. The Rosh Hashanah, they don't, we don't. The Rosh Hashanah, the minute they went to pray to God, they said something. God answered their prayer right away. But the Rosh Hashanah, we pray, we yell and yell, we don't get an answer. That's it. Depends how you devote yourself for the mitzvot. This is exactly the same. We come here, instead of looking that I'll do a mitzvah, I'll eat bread in the sukkah, be able by this, I'm making a mitzvah, I'm trying to see how I'll get rid of this mitzvah. This is what the idea of sukkah. Now, because if the Torah repeats many times, basukkot yeshivu, kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshivu basukkot, l'ma'an yide'u dorotechem, that your future generation will understand why, they will ask why. Today, children, they don't have to ask even. If they don't see, most of the people don't have a sukkah. Why should they ask? Oh, you know, they make a sukkah in the shul. They make something beautiful, parties and that. But if a person sees his father bothers with a sukkah, he builds a sukkah in the house and that, what is that for and that, and come to talk about the sukkah. That comes, l'ma'an yede'u, dorotechem, you tell the story, but it's the same thing as in Haggadah Pesach. Why do we do all this? Mazot, Avanim, there's questions. Ma'edot, Ma'akim, something here. A child asks, what is the Sukkah? What's that? Then you tell him. Ki basukot, or shavtit ben Yisrael botziyot, aman tzam, to remember Yetziat Mitzrayim. And this is the mitzvah to do a Sukkah. Okay, we come. Sukkot is the Torah 7 days, of Kahasar is 8 days. The question comes, what shall we do in Chutz La'aretz? We know that the Torah said the holiday of Sukkot 7 days. Right after Sukkot, you do another holiday. On the 8th day, you do Shemini Atzeret. That's a different holiday altogether. And you can see the difference between Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach, 7 days. The first day of Pesach is a holiday, Yom Tov. And the last day is Yom Tov, which is not allowed to do any work except what the Torah permitted. Something for cooking, but otherwise everything else is like Shabbat. Now, if the first and the last day, the part of Pesach, when you come to make Kiddush on the first day of Pesach, you say, you say, Shabbat Harbanu, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazimani for the holiday, and then say, Shehayanu. You come to the last day of Pesach, Yom Tov, you don't say Shehayanu. Why? Because you say Shehayanu on Pesach already. That's part of Pesach. But come Sukkot, you say Shehayanu on the first day. You say Borei Pri HaGefen, Shehayanu, Shehayanu. Come Shemini Atzeret, you say Shehayanu again. Why? It's a different holiday. Nothing to do. Therefore, the 8th day must be Shemini Atzeret. Bayom Shemini Atzeret Yerachem, Kol Melechet Avodah, Lo Ta'asu. Oh, now comes the question. Since it is exactly right after Sukkot, what shall we do in Chutz La'aretz? Chutz La'aretz. We do instead of 7, 8. What do you do with the 8? Is the 8 is Sukkot or Shemini Atzeret? The Torah said the eight should be Shemini Atzeret, different holiday. And we want to make it Sukkot because of the doubt. What shall we do? Is this date Sukkot or Shemini Atzeret? There are three opinions about it. Some they say, you have to sit in the Sukkah. You have to say Berachah L'Sheva Sukkah. But in the prayer you say at Yom Shemini Chag Atzeret Hazeh. But some they say, oh no, that's like contradictory. You say L'Sheva Sukkah means today Sukkot. And then you say the prayer Shemini Atzeret, how could you? Therefore you know what to do. Don't sit in the Sukkah. Keep it only the way the Torah said, 7 days, the 8 day one. We cannot sit. Because then, if all you make it Sukkot, they make it Shemini Atzeret. Only Shemini Atzeret. Some they say, oh no, you sit in the Sukkah. But don't say Beracha L'Sheva Sukkah. That is a compromise in between. That's the Din of Shulchan Aruch. Maran says that. We are obligated to sit in the Sukkah, but we must be very careful not to say Beracha L'Sheva Sukkah. Then we say Kiddush, we say Borepar Geven, Shabbat Habal Mekor Amit Yom Shemini Chag Atzeret Hazeh, you say Shehayanu for Shemini Atzeret. And you say, don't say L'Sheva Sukkah.
How come we don't observe the seventh day? We make the eighth and the ninth day. Make ninth day.
Shemini Atzeret.
No, ninth day is
Simchat
Torah.
Oh, no.
How come we have to the seventh
no,
day?
No, wait a minute, Shaul.
Not the ninth day. I'm sorry, a new day. No, the seventh day is not observed.
No, no. But the eighth and the ninth are Shemini Atzeret.
The eighth and the ninth are Shemini Atzeret.
Sure.
So the tenth is
because when they told you eight Shemini Atzeret, you don't know. Maybe this is the eighth. Maybe the following day. Then you say both of them in the prayer. What do you say? You don't say Yom Simchat Torah Zeh. We call it Simchat Torah because we make joy and happiness for finishing the Torah.
So the seventh day, we don't observe on the seventh day of the Sukkot. It's not a Yom Tov, seventh day.
Seventh day is not Yom Tov. The Torah didn't say in Sukkot Yom Tov. The Torah said only Bayom HaRishon Mekar Kodesh. It didn't say Bayom HaShemim Mekar Kodesh in Sukkot.
Oh, okay.
And Pesach said Bayom HaShemim Mekar Kodesh. In Sukkot, they didn't say Bayom HaShemim Mekar Kodesh. The Torah said make 7 days in Sukkot and only one day, the first day, Yom Tov.
Okay, so
in Sukkot.
So the first day
no problem is about Yom Tov.
So it's the first day for Sukkot, the eighth day for Shemini Chag Atzeret, and because Chut La'aret, it's the first and second day for Sukkot, and the eighth day...
And the ninth, that's Shemini Atzeret.
Oh, okay.
That's right. We got it straight now. In the Torah, there is one day Yom Tov for Sukkot. And for Pesach, there's 2 days. First and seventh.
First and seventh, right.
Yeah. Chosar, that's what I said. But in Eretz, first and seventh.
Okay, I understand.
But in Sukkot, they only give us 7 days to God, only one day. And then they tell us, make another holiday, Shemini Atzeret.
Because it's Chosar, it's extra day.
That's right.
Answer my question.
I'm glad you asked this question.
I had a question for the last two days.
Uh-huh.
I had a question for 2 days because I was supposed to go. My father was supposed to go to his party. I said you can't. I told him it's a holiday, seventh day. And he said no, it's not.
Okay. The only thing I'll explain what is there on that day. But melacha is mutar like haramayit. I don't say melacha mutar everything. You can't plow. You can't plant. You can't. There are certain things is not allowed to do in haramayit. But when I say melacha, which is muteret, I'm not saying anything. You know, there was a story in Egypt, I told you once. There was a rabbi that passed away in my time when I was young. Passed away in Tel Aviv. He came from Egypt, Cairo. He was the chief rabbi over there. He was known as a great tzaddik, a great scholar. He wrote a number of books, beautiful books. This rabbi would be Aharon Ben Sharon. When he was a chief rabbi in Cairo, a man who was a businessman, religious, came to the rabbi and told him, Rabbi, you know the holiday of Pesach is coming, Haramayit is coming. I want to know if I can open my business in Haramayit or not. The rabbi said, sit down. He sat down and he said, I want to ask you a few questions. What kind of business you are? What would happen if you close? Why should you open? And then he started talking to him. If it will hurt the business later on after Pesach, in case he closes or not, there is a certain laws. If it will cause you losses, later on. Then they permit him. After he questioned him, he saw he's not going to lose anything, so why should he open? Just to make money for during the holiday? You don't need it. God will send you money later. Don't open. Okay, Rabbi. He was a religious man. That's why he came to ask the rabbi. The rabbi tells him, yes, yes, no, no. He went. He went home, came Pesach, came Haram Moed, the first Haram Moed. He said to him, so what am I going to do now? No business. He said, I'll check the books. Look at the books. I start going to make an inventory to see what came in, what went out, what do I owe, what they owe me, and so on. He thought so. I said, well, the books are in business. Okay, I'll go to the business. I just opened to take the books. He went there. As he opened the business to go to take the books, a customer came in. What did you do? Told the customer, you know, they say, has Satan mekatreg, which is always the Satan comes in such a time. Many times he opens a business, no customer comes for hours. All of a sudden, this the first day, he opened, the customer came. You come during Minha, you wait 2 hours for the customer or the buyer to come, then come. Minha, time he comes. Oh. That's to test you, what are you going to do? This is what they do.
When?
That's what they say, Satan mekatreg, the time that you can't have something, Satan comes. No. Then he came customer, and said, well, I'm going to refuse him. I'm going to lose him. He will never come to me. Okay, he started dealing with him, so, you know, meantime takes, he shows him the goods, he shows him that. A quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, in the meantime, are you ready to finish with him? Second customer comes. But you should see, that day was one of the busiest day for him. And when came noontime, you know, in Cairo, they finish the business at noon, they go home for 2 hours, like in Israel. Then they go, they eat lunch home, they rest, and they go back to them. Came the time, lunchtime. They have to close the business. He closed. He said, no, I won't come again. He's afraid that afternoon will be the same thing as in the morning. In the time he did business, but he said, I didn't have in mind to do business. I didn't want to listen to the rabbi. What can I do? I couldn't help him. Okay, he went home. He went home that night. Shema Yisrael, 3 o'clock in the morning, police come. They wake him up. What's the matter? He's with his robe, pajama. They take him right away, rushing him to his business. What's the matter? Everything's on fire. And those days there's no insurance. And all his wealth and the business. And he sees the fire department came, that they couldn't control it. The whole world gone. Everything that he had, it all was burned. He said, Rabbanu Shalom, he started crying. What is this trouble that he got all of a sudden now? He was wiped out from his, whatever he has. What did he do? He started thinking, I did some avon. What's avon? He said, oh, the rabbi told me don't open. I opened. I did business. He started crying and said, I know that this rabbi, when you don't listen to him, they get punished right away because he was such a great tzaddik. He said, must be because I don't listen to the rabbi. He started crying. He said, I must go to ask the rabbi to forgive me. He went where? Well, he went to the shul. The rabbi didn't come yet. They told him, any minute the rabbi comes. The rabbi comes about 5 o'clock. He didn't arrive yet. Surely he's on his way. He went from the shul to go to the way to the rabbi's house. He knows where the rabbi lives. He started walking. He's with his robe and pajama. Then he saw the rabbi on the street. Rabbi. He ran, rabbi. Rabbi, please, he's crying. Forgive him. What's wrong? Sees him with pajama and robe. And he told him, Rabbi, this is what happened. He told him the story. I went to take the books, and the customer came, and now look, everything went on fire. And he's crying. Then the rabbi went to him, he hugged him, he kissed him. How fortunate you are, you're a great tzaddik. The man said, I'm a great tzaddik. All my wealth is gone with the wind. He's burned. And you call me a tzaddik? What kind of a tzaddik I am that God burned all my... He said, no, you are a tzaddik. And he told me, very simple, something. I always tell the people, if you have a suit, a new suit, and a little dust comes on it, what do you do? You clean it right away. Why? There is no spots on it. The littlest spot can be right away, recognizes it. Shows more. But if you have, you're a mechanic in a gasoline station, and you have the suit with thousands of greases on, comes a little dust, you clean it. Well, you know, why not wash the suit? We'll be washed together, 1,000, 1,002, all together. Well, he's not going to clean that little dust. He said, if they cleaned you right away, a man who has a lot of avirot, you know, will clean it. They'll leave the cleaning there to one goes to that real dry fire cleaning of Gainam. When they go there, they clean him there. But men that they clean him right away here, must be a tzaddik. They don't want the dirt to stay. No. Then he told him, don't worry. They started encouraging him that the rabbi took a loan for him from other people to let him be established in business again, to open the business, and then little by little he built himself again. But shows, I'm saying that a person, a great tzaddikim, that is a tzaddik. Now, a tzaddik, a man who doesn't have, I was talking about Yosef, a tzaddik. To be assured of these things, if a person is careful with the name of Haram Oed, we said Haram Oed Melacha, there is a Melacha you can do, there is a Melacha you can do, not always you can do, but in general, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and the rest of the days of Chol HaMoed are the same, even though the prayers are different. Why? Our rabbi said there are three times that people are being judged till becomes the final minute. Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Kippur they give already
Hatima.
But the Hatima is not final. There's two kinds of Hatima. There's Hatima with clay, there's Hatima with metal. And the seal, that you really, the final seal is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. There is Anna Hashem, Rosh Hashanah. Anna Hashem, now Nun Aleph. From Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, there's 51 days. This is the time of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Hittu, they say the final seal.
And it's how many letters?
Nun Aleph. Ah, it's like two words. Oh, please. You understand? Oh, please. Now. Now, Nun Aleph. So on the 51st day, that's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Exactly. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah comes on the 21st of Teshuv. From Elul, Chodesh Elul, till that, it's 51. It tells you, and the time of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, this is the time of the final. And that's why the prayers of Shana Rabbah are similar to Kippur. Hazan comes Arbit tomorrow night, he sings it like Kippur. The Ubanim, everything, Kaddish. They come, they finish, they pray Arbit, they come to read. What do they read? What happened to it? Shavuot, we understand. Because that's the night that we're waiting to receive the Torah. But Shana Rabbah, what has to do? Shana Rabbah, they sit down to read the whole night because we want that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us a good year, the final seal will be in our favor. And you see, what do we do in Shana Rabbah? We stand up the whole night. The first half of the night, we read all those Hamash Devarim, which is Musar. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the people of Israel. And we read the whole Devarim. We come after the whole Devarim that we read. Then, sometimes if there is time, they read the Derah Zotah, something from the Zohar, some little part of the Zohar. Then they read Tehillim. Second half of the night, Tehillim. And Tehillim was Selichot. Seven parts. They divided into seven parts. After each part, Selichot. Because of Chut Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Shiva, Avot. And they say, this is according accordingly. Exactly as you all know. שהשם הוא האלוקים, זה לא כתוב. אז we come to שחרית, we go around the Teva, 7 times. Every day we go,
once.
On Shana
Rabba. We go seven?
Each day?
Each day.
Each day one. But comes on Shana Rabba, 7 times. That's why they call it Hoshana Rabba. Why? What do we say the prayers? Hoshana, Hoshana.
Many times.
We say many Hoshana, Hoshana Rabba. That's his Hoshana Rabba. Why they call it Hoshana Rabba? Now you see the prayer, Hoshana, oh God, please redeem us. And you see when we go around, in the prayers you pay attention. We say something, one of the reasons why do we take Arba'a Minim, Lulav, Etrog, Adas, Arba. The reason for these four that the Torah told us to take them, because they bring a lot of benefit to the people. And God will, we give thanks to Hashem and giving us all these kind of trees. One is good for food, one is good for the air, for wood. Oh, we get benefit from the trees, no matter if it bears fruit or not. Oxygen, everything. The trees are very important for human life. And that's why we give thanks to Hashem for all these kind of trees that He has given us, that they bring benefit to us. That's a simple meaning. Why do we take, and also you say why this time of the year? Because this is the time that we start praying for the water, the rain, and all the trees are dependent on the water. And we are praying, oh God, bless this year, give us good season of water,